This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. An Independence County jail inmate has been charged with another felony committed while he was in jail, first-degree criminal mischief. According to court documents, 52-year-old Willard Richard Hood caused over $530 damage to a sprinkler head in his cell. His bond is $40,000. Court records say 26-year-old Jackie Lynn Sanders of Evening Shade has been charged with forging 7 checks on the closed banking account of Winona Stroud. The information says she took a book of Stroud's bank checks while at a swimming area in Sydney. Restitution was set at $460 and her bond at $15,000. And two men, one from Searcy, the other from West Helena, have been charged with the robbery of a West Batesville woman on May 25th. Warrants have been issued for their arrest. The accused have been identified by police as 29-year-old Tanadaris Radler and 21-year-old Zebedee Shoebox Borum. The bench warrant says the two men stopped Jamie Shipp, who was walking near her home on Mark Street in West Batesville. One pushed her down, the other held her down, while the first one took her money, about $100 in currency. Both men have been placed on $75,000 bond. The Arkansas Game and Fish Commission says the person who killed an 11-foot alligator and cut off its head is probably showing it off. They're looking for the person who shot the threatened reptile to death and removed the head and tail. Experts estimate the gator found on the Red River just north of the Louisiana border was about 60 years old. This next guy isn't very old, but he's got himself a state record. An 11-year-old boy from Mena has reeled in a state record black crappie. State officials say Donovan Eccles caught the 5-pounder on June 6th. At the Lake Wilhelmina caged fish facility in Polk County. He was fishing with his dad and his uncle. He got all the bites. They didn't. Dateline Searcy, a gas services company, has agreed to pay a fine of more than $9,700 for a hydrochloric acid leak in Searcy. Superior Well Services has signed a consent order with the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality to pay $9,781. Authorities say the leak on November 11th created a 4-foot high cloud of gas that forced the evacuation of about 24 nearby homes. The cloud was dissipated by winds and no injuries reported. The leak occurred when a valve on a plastic container broke. The consent order says Superior Well Services violated environmental regulations by missing hydrochloric acid and methanol in the plastic container. And the chief of the Arkansas State Hospital and a division director have resigned over the facility's failure to meet standards to participate in the federal Medicare program. Human Services Department Director John Selig announced the resignations today. This week, federal Medicare and Medicaid examiners told Selig that the hospital has problems with its plans for treating patients, activity level of patients, and how it respects patients' rights. Earlier, inspectors criticized the hospital for its handling of young patients, an issue the hospital has worked to address. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.